Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we listen to God's word to us in today's scripture readings, do we not detect how realistically his word speaks to us? In the first reading from the book of Job, we hear what we ourselves often experience: life with its curious mixture of joy and sorrow, of success and failure, of long periods of routine and sometimes uncertainty. Is not life on earth a drudgery? Job asks. So I have been assigned months of futility and troubled nights. I am filled with restlessness. And then comes the end of this earthly life. We and our brothers and sisters, often in greater difficulty than we, ask, is this all there is? Where is God in all this? The answer is given to us in today's gospel passage. Jesus comes to the aid of people in need, in distress, in trouble. He cured Simon's mother-in-law of her illness. Then he cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons. These actions reveal the compassionate care and love that the Lord Jesus has for each one of us, whatever our specific difficulty or need. But how does the Lord Jesus continue to reach out to those in need? St. Paul, in today's second reading, reminds us, I have been entrusted with a stewardship. This stewardship, he mentions, is not only his. Because of our baptismal consecration, by which we became a son or daughter of God and a member of Christ's body, the church, each of us likewise has been entrusted with a stewardship. Fundamentally, this stewardship is exercised by us as we seek every day to witness to Christ's love in ordinary yet far-reaching ways, and also at the same time, to make Christ's love visible, tangible, and effective. When we seek to reveal Christ's love by reaching out to those in need in practical ways, we become, in fact, stewards of Christ, sharing gospel joy. Through your participation in this year's Bishop's Lenten Appeal, or BLA, you will indeed bring new hope and authentic joy to those in need, be it spiritual, educational, emotional, or material. May God the Holy Spirit guide you as you prayerfully reflect on making a pledge to this year's BLA. Your pastor will now lead you through the details of the pledging process.